This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And we are coming to you with a special episode.
Oh, it's about to be a fight.
It is about to be a fight. This is our Justice League draft. A couple of months back, we did an X-Men draft where we all picked our ideal or close to ideal X-Men teams. I think actually everybody pretty much ended up with folks they wanted for the most part. You guys were very positive about it, gave us some great feedback. We really appreciate all that. So we're going to do it again, this time with the Justice League, DC's premier team. Should be an interesting one. I still don't understand how this works, so I'm going to kick it over to our rules master, Justin Tyler.
Old JT.
I'll lay out the rules real quick, and then we should just talk about what makes up a good Justice League team. Mm-hmm. But the way this is going to work is I'm going to select the names, the draft order. There'll be three of us out of a hat. We'll be going a snake draft, so that means
in honor of the Australian breakdancer Ray Gunn, we're going to do a snake draft.
Great.
Did she do that? Good current reference, by the way.
Raygun is actually on my Justice League. So that's
not very good Justice League.
So just to re-explain Snake Draft, if the order is Alex, Justin, Pete, it'll go Alex, Justin, Pete again, Justin, Alex, and then Alex again. So on the ends of the snake, you'd go twice each round. Yeah.
Great. I just to clarify, thank you for explaining that. I'm not going to remember it, and I'm going to ask you 10 more times.
That's fine. Albert, I don't know why this is so hard.
I don't know either.
You're a smart human.
I can't get it. It just knows
a lot about some stuff. The other parameters here, we're drafting 7 members to make up our Justice League team. We can pull from any era of the Justice League, any person or place or thing that was a member of the Justice League team for a time in any of its iterations, but no multiversal versions of these characters. Okay, so like there's one, you choose Batman, it's Bruce Wayne. No multiversal version.
Don't take my first pick already. Come on, let's go.
Yes, and also just to throw out there, no versions of the characters from different eras, right? Like, you could choose Superman Clark Kent, and then somebody else therefore cannot choose Superman Blue. But if you choose Superman Red, that takes off Clark entirely.
That's correct. And okay. I think if you want Superman Red, we got to hear it. Let's hear about the name your particular Superman when you claim that Superman, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's go.
Mullet Superman is a different character, though, right? Like, entirely.
Definitely.
Yes.
Different vibe. He certainly was having more fun.
Totally. He had trouble with magic.
Yeah.
But he was business in the front, man.
He was all
business. And magic in the back, I believe.
I'm excited to get into this. I'm excited to talk about this and fight about this. But, Justin, you want to talk about
the names. Let's go.
One more. There's no need to rush.
I'm excited, man. I want to get this underway.
Great. I don't know how you live any part of your life with this level of I have 2 kids who are around me constantly, and I'm spending more time in my life being like, Pete, chill, please. Just wait a second. We'll get there. We're not there yet. Are we there yet? No, we're not there yet. The other thing I was going to say is after we draft our teams, we will also draft their first big challenge, the villain they face once the team has been formed. So keep that in your brains.
And can I throw something else out there, which we didn't talk about beforehand, but I think this would be a good thing to just discuss once we have the teams together, is where they operate out of.
Oh, great call.
Right. There you go.
Because there's, you got your Watchtower.
Yeah, you got the Hall of Justice. You got Happy Harbor.
Yeah.
That's a cave.
Seems like that's where you're going for.
Definitely not. But I guess we'll see what happens. But I don't think we need to draft a location. It's just more talk.
Yeah, when do we reveal our location? At the end?
At the end. Yeah. We'll talk about the location. Okay.
But let's talk about what the Justice League is for a second first. It's the premier team in the DC universe, with as opposed to, say, Avengers or X-Men or any of these other super teams we might talk about, the Justice League feels like they're basically gods. They're icons. Oh. There's much more, I feel like, iconography with the Justice League. There's very much like,
I mean, the whole of Justice, in a room, I mean, it says
they're in
right
a room
there.
Around a table debating things and making decisions before they're springing into action.
Just like us.
Well, and I will say, yes, without tipping the hand or anything like that, I do think this, in a way, is harder to do than an X-Men team. There's been so many iterations of an X-Men team. But when it comes to Justice League, it always comes back to those seven basic members. Like, there's a couple of tweaks here and there, but when I was putting together the list, I was like, yeah, you got Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, Green Lantern,
Aquaman. We know.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, calm down, Pete. Podcasts are talking to people who may or may not have this information, and we're talking now about how we feel about the Justice League. Your feeling about the Justice League is you got to go quick, but you hate the Flash. Is that what I'm getting?
No, I want to start drafting. I want to start talking options here. You know?
But I do think, like, part of it is because I think when we approach the X-Men draft, like, it is very different because it's very – each team in the X-Men, to your point, Alex, has a little bit of a different flavor and goals and stuff. The Justice League is always sort of like – hey, we're here in our ivory tower to solve the world's biggest problems. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the idea of a draft comes out of like fantasy sports. And a draft like this, where it's just all superstars, makes it much more competitive and trickier because I feel like we're all going to get sniped hard in the first round. Because whatever we want, you know, if mm-hmm. the Trinity, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, if we all want Superman, there's going to be a problem there.
Come on, man. Let's get the names.
All right.
Pete, I'm taking your name out.
Yeah, but Pete, what is your philosophy on Justice League? Do you agree with this?
I'm not going to reveal my philosophy until we get to that. I don't want to tip my hat and you guys start taking people based off what I say here.
Oh, okay. All Lobos.
When have we ever done anything purposefully just to make you mad? I can't think of a single.
The whole time, I think, is the answer.
I will say, to tip my hand even further, I didn't really think about strategy too much here.
What?
Well, in terms of you guys' strategy, like with X-Men, knowing what you think about X-Men, it was very much thinking like, Pete's going to choose Wolverine immediately, got to jump on that Wolverine or whatever. Here, I think it's much more thinking about, okay, who do you want on the team? How does the team work together? I certainly, very similar to the X-Men draft, tried to figure out beyond those specific characters, like what role do they fill on the team?
Right.
So,
yeah, I just feel like what Justin is saying is we're going to be screwed here because there's key members that we're all going to be going for and we can't all get them. So I feel like it'll be interesting to see.
Your nerves are rising.
Yeah, yeah, I'm getting nervous. That's why I want to get it going already so I can kind of either relax or rearrange my who I got.
Relax or yell, the two sides of the Pete light switch. Very healthy. So we got three names to put in here. That's Justin going into the hat just for everybody seeing. Alex.
Yes, that's my name.
Yeah, I don't into like the order. Hat. I'll tell you that right now.
He's going to mix it around.
Permanent Will third place? Yeah, I'm not going to look.
He already said third place. I don't like it.
And that may come true because, honestly, the options are limited here.
Yeah, honestly, third is just the one with the hairy chest, so I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Wow, nice. Everyone knows what you mean. So picking first
come on.
In this draft is Justin.
Oh, that's bullshit.
It's fucking you're cheating, dude.
I did not cheat.
Fuck you. That's bullshit, dude.
I'm showing it like,
which
right
one's
here
the longest? Gotta find the longest piece of paper.
I pulled my own name first.
Alex second.
Yeah, fuck this whole thing. This is fucking bullshit.
And with the hairy
man.
Chest, it's Pete.
Fuck
Pete third.
You, fuck here's
the beauty.
This.
The beauty of the snake draft
is bullshit.
It equalizes at the end of the day. So
this is bullshit.
Okay, great.
I
sure
will say before we start. Now that I know I'm not going first, I am nervous. I'm worried.
It is. It's nerve wracking because there are
fucking bullshit.
The first two rounds, but Pete, you get two picks at the turn.
Well,
that's huge. That's huge. So chill. And also, let's have fun, because this is fun, and really, this is nonsense, and so there's no, literally no stakes here. Pete is literally, just so you know, if you're not watching this, Pete is shaking his head like he's about to have a heart attack. Mm-hmm. Pete, truly, if you smell, if you have like smelling burnt toast or something, let us know. We'll podcast down for a second and make sure that
down.
We'll podcast down. You can make your picks by lifting a finger, and that way you can know even as the EMTs arrive.
They're like, don't take him off screen yet. He's still got to draft a couple more.
Who's this guy? Like, another podcaster died during a Justice League draft. All right.
I seen a million of them. I guess his last words were Blue Beetle. I don't know what that means. So let's draft. Let's see who's going first.
Let's see. I rigged it, but I'm not sure who's the first person.
I'm not one to rig anything.
That's bullshit, dude.
If there is someone on the Justice League, if there is someone on the Justice League who's going to rig something, it's my first pick, Batman, Bruce Wayne. In your faces, Batman is the most powerful member of the Justice League, except he doesn't have any superpowers outside of his outsized intellect. He's the keymaster.
We don't need a monologue, man. Let's go to the next one.
No, that's the whole point of doing this as a podcast. If we run through all of our names, this is going to be 10 minutes long and nobody cares.
And truly,
I am interested to hear this.
And I do think, you know, there's a lot of philosophy behind picking a much more powerful member first. But I do think Batman is the one who sort of is the core of the Justice League and assesses the situation and sort of makes the whole room tick. So I choose Batman first.
I don't know if you've seen Justice League Doom, but that really gets into why Batman is not a good choice.
Interesting. Oh, so interesting. I didn't take your pick, Pete?
I'm not saying shit.
Batman's already taken. He's off the table. You can talk about it. It's fine. He's not available anymore. Why is Batman not a good choice per Justice League Doom, Pete?
Yeah. Because Batman helps and he also hurts. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, if you get into Batman's files, which I don't know how hard or easy that is, you got every weakness of every member. You know what I mean? Mm. Real easy to kind of like take them down after that.
Right. If it falls in the hands of villains, but he's prepared to take down any of the other members.
Yeah.
It's heads up gameplay.
And that was based on the Mark Waid Tower of Babel run, right?
Yes, that was and I think that was the first. I feel like that's a story that's been told so many times now. Like, oh, Batman has fucked up data on everybody, and Mark Waid was the first to do that, and the repercussions of that have been huge. I feel like that. I think tarnished Batman sort of across the universe, because I think that's really become a part of the Bat family as well, all spinning out of that arc.
Yeah, Batman is not on my list.
That's
crazy. I love Batman comics. I think Batman is an amazing character. You know, there is some pluses and minuses to this character, but not on my list.
Well, I guess you don't want to sell comics, Pete.
Yes, and that is the goal here. At the end of this, we're going to release a comic, each of us. And the best, may the best sales win.
Come on, Alex, you got your pick.
Oh, is it mine?
Alex, you're up.
Okay. Yeah, first round, second. Because in the rigging, you know, I got third because I was mouthing off early. Sure.
Oh, sorry. Donald Trump is drafting with us, apparently.
All right. I am going to my first pick, and I'll just mention this because this is going to fill up this category. Hold on. No, you don't know what I'm going to pick. Pete's losing his mind
so
over here. I've never seen you like this.
How much candy did you eat?
So since I did break them down by category, this category, the first one I put is the team kind of needs a leader. Like, you've got the Trinity, but you have somebody at the front there, the one who's ultimately making the calls. And the one that I'm going to pick is Black Canary.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh, that's right.
Oh, what a relief! Neither one of you picked mine. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah. I'm curious to hear who you are picking, Pete, but I will say about Black Canary, I think she is a character. Clearly, she's
great
associated with Birds of Prey, but fantastic character, really just risen to the top of DC all the time. She can lead basically any team. Yep. She can be a member. She can be a supporter. She's super powerful and also an incredible fighter at the same time.
Good mentor, too.
Yeah, she's just somebody that I think, like, she also cares about people and has deep connections with a ton of other characters in the DC universe. So having her in the prime position on the Justice League would be exciting for me.
And I will say, I do think the Birds of Prey book now, she is basically leading her own personal Justice League.
Yeah.
Feels like that's her role. That's awesome. Interesting pick.
Trying to keep it interesting, man. Trying to keep it interesting. Let's turn to something less interesting and go over to Pete.
Yeah, all Pete. Right. For my first pick, I am going to select Wonder Woman.
No surprise there.
There we go.
Would have easily called that.
Oh, yes. I was so happy. I was worried because she's in the Trinity that she would get picked first, but very happy.
Very interesting that Superman fell out of the first round in this, first mm-hmm. off. Why did you pick Wonder Woman over, I'm assuming,
I'm not
Superman.
Ready to reveal the secret behind my sauce yet, but I think you'll see as my list continues. But I'm going for a certain style of Justice League. Mm. Let's just say I'm going to lean hard on justice. You know what I mean? Less on the league and more on the justice, if you know what I'm saying.
You're
going
to pick Wonder Woman again? Is that what you're saying?
Wonder Woman. Yara Flores. Wonder Girl.
Nice.
All the variations. All right. Good pick.
Oh,
with
wait.
Wonder Woman.
I get to go again. Oh, this is very exciting.
That's how the
Look
snake
how
draft
happy
works. We all understand this.
Yeah. Alex is okay. The snake. We've been calling him that for years.
Okay, and for my second pick, I will go with Tomorrow Woman.
What?
Wow.
I hesitate to ruin my geek cred here. Who?
Tomorrow Woman? She can fly. She's got super strength, super speed.
Wait,
precog.
Is this the one who's a crazy amazo in Green Arrow right now?
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I think so. I think she came back. She's the one that they're fighting, right?
Maybe. This spins out of, I think, another Mark Waid Justice League incarnation. Mm-hmm. From the late 90s, I want to say. Looking her up. Oh, yeah. I think Trinity number 52, she appeared. And also destroyed in JLA number 5 and revived as human in Trinity number 52. Also known as the Empress in Justice Arcana. I don't know anything about this character.
Where did you pull this from, Pete?
Well, again, I'm not ready to reveal the sauce yet, but when I get my squad, because I don't want you guys poaching, I'll reveal.
At this point, I think it's a pretty fair bet. We're not going to poach anything, Pete.
Yeah, well, definitely. I don't know if your second pull is Tomorrow Woman, a character neither Alex nor I know. Weird second pull, someone we would never pick in the first place. She is an android, to your point, Alex. Mm-hmm. And then I guess came back as a human. And Professor Ivo and Morrow.
Yes, yeah. So she is the villain right now in the current Green Arrow Absolute Power arc as we're taping this. So she's back in that. Interesting pick, I'll say that kindly.
She has a four-lobed brain. She's got those extra lobes. Mm. Pete loves those lobes.
You need them.
Oh, is that the secret sauce? Too many lobes?
That's right. You got to go extra lobes.
Mm-hmm. That's what they said when they greenlit the next Batman the Long Halloween series.
Wow, nice. Her true purpose is to infiltrate and then kill the Justice League. So I guess Pete's sense of justice is kill them.
Okay.
Great. Off to a classic LePage start. Alex, you are up next.
I am? All right. Oof.
That's weird that Alex is next. I guess we're going backwards? Back down to the
literally
that's
how
snake.
The snake
it works. Snake. Pete, you go down the snake and then back up the snake.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody
knows. You never had a pet snake? That's how you pet them.
I'm trying to think if I should pick one of the ones I want or if I should block Pete. And I think I'm going to successfully block Pete with this here.
Come on!
I am going to choose Green Lantern, Joe Martin.
Wow.
Wow.
Did I block you, Pete?
No.
Oh, but Pete's, no. Here's what Pete's mad he didn't think to pick her, though.
Yeah, I love her.
He loves her.
Yeah,
I do. She's awesome. One of the categories, like, this was not a good category to break down, but I feel like you need a Green Lantern on there, and I was waffling a little bit. They're all good in their own way, but Joe Martin from Far Sector is great, needs a little shine. Love to see her really step up on the Justice League. I think that was
I can't believe I forgot about her. I'm kind of disappointed.
That's great. Great pick. And yeah, it's there are several Green Lanterns, and we can pick alternate Green Lanterns if we want.
That's true. You could do an all Green Lantern team, honestly, if you really want.
Yeah. Wouldn't make
and
a
then,
ton of sense.
You can get beaten really easy by the color yellow.
Yeah. Great point. Okay. My pick, I'm going to go with... I think I want to go with Martian Manhunter here.
Oh, okay.
Martian Manhunter has always struck me as powerful, if not more powerful than Superman, with a more interesting, unique sort of power set and just take on things. I like the outsider perspective that Martian Manhunter brings. Superman just not even a blip on the radar. No one has picked Superman yet. That's insane.
Pretty big weakness there, though.
Superman?
Fire.
Fire.
True, but...
Martian Manhunter.
It's cool.
He also has a weakness for cookies. He loves those.
Yeah.
I think you're thinking Cookie Monster.
No, Martian Manhunter loves his Chacos.
Yeah. Okay. Great point. Great point. And that ends round two, going right into my pick for round three. I feel like every team needs that fighter that is sort of the heart and fighting soul of the team. And for that, I'm going to choose Hawk Girl.
God damn it.
Hawk Girl spinning out of the, especially the Hawk
the
Girl.
Wrong thing.
Yeah, yes, I had a feeling Hawk Girl was going to go. Hawk Girl from the Justice League animated series, I think, is just... an amazing character and someone that I feel like they've brought her qualities over into the main DC universe. Love her. I think she can be the core of a team like she was in that Justice League show.
Mm. So is it Alex's turn now? Pumped.
Off to Alex, round three.
All right. I was going to do Hawk Girl next, but... that leaves me with you guys taking Hawkgirl and Wonder Woman. That leaves me one choice in the muscle category. So I am going to choose Power Girl.
Ooh, nice.
I love Power Girl. I think she is a great character. She kind of does fill it that Superman slot as well because she has basically the same powers, but she has a great attitude towards her. I think she would provide fun and friction for the team. You could also flesh it out as she's funding it because sometimes she's a tech billionaire. So she could be the person behind that as well, potentially, if you wanted to throw that into the mix.
Yeah, it's important to cover the funding. Obviously, I have Batman, big funder. Alex has his funding covered. And Pete's team is just no money to pay the rent.
You can beat Pete's team by starving them to death because they can't afford food.
Oh, yeah. We'll get food. We'll beat people for their food.
Jesus, that's not justice, man.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a revenge justice squad. What are you talking about? Justice for us? You're putting together a team of villains. I know it right now.
No, it's a team of heroes put together by a villain, Pete.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
The Tomorrow Pete.
All right.
Interesting. Power Girl. Great. Pete, you're up next.
All right.
May God have mercy on your soul.
Let's go with...
Pete, what do I have to Google? What nonsense character do I have to Google now?
Not this one, my friend, but maybe soon. We'll go with Dr. Fate.
Oh.
Interesting. You do love Dr. Fate.
Yeah,
and
you
I
love
don't
that
know
helmet.
Why.
Love the helmet.
Why?
Dr. Fate is a character, when I was a kid and I got a bunch of action figures, I was like, I don't even know who these people are. I was like, this guy's dope. He's got a cool helmet. He's like holding his fingers in weird ways. But then in practice, I feel like Dr. Fate's always like, hey, I don't know what's going on. I'm too busy. I'll see you later.
No,
I have
no,
to go Dr. back to my Fate, tower outside of time.
When used properly, is, you know, comes down to the old Scrooge McDuck, work smarter, not harder. So Dr. Fate will be able to kind of, you know, look in and see what's going on and what mission, you know, maybe you should wait for or adjustments you should make. Dr. Fate will let you know what's going on.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot, Pete, but could you describe to me how Dr. Fate's powers work? Because I every time he's in a book, I'm like, what? What's happening?
Well, I mean, Dr. Fate can see into the future and do a bunch of magical stuff. I think that's, and also Tomorrow Woman is also a precog. So, you know, with those powers combined, I'm mystically up in it. You know what I mean? So
mystically up in it.
You know,
all right. Where's Pete this weekend? He's mystically up in it. You know,
Dr. Fate
about,
is
right?
A character that when I was going through the roster, I was like, well, not using him at all. So very glad you took it, Pete. Enjoy. Yeah.
Great Enjoy deviation.
Boring ass character.
I mean, flight, magic, superhuman strength. That's checking boxes for me. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah. All right, Pete, it is your pick again.
Okay, great. Let's see what we're going to go with here. We're going to go with Obsidian for my next pick.
JSA?
Crazy team.
That's right. I always
another, do. I mean, he's not a villain anymore, but another sometimes villain.
Can you tell us why you picked Obsidian? That's an interesting, would say,
fly,
choice.
A telepathic ability, teleport through the shadow world? I'm going to be beating people on many levels, including the shadow world.
This might be a little premature, but you have four of your seven members, right, Pete? I'm going to say, I think what you are putting together is JSA, not JLA.
Yeah, you're getting close to JSA. An Obsidian is cool. I like that character, but he is often suffering from severe problems.
I can relate.
Nice.
All right. We're going to have a therapist on retainer, bro. You know what I mean?
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
The tomorrow therapist.
Yeah. Right?
Very interesting. Alex, you're up next, middle of round four.
All right.
This is the halfway point. Team's starting to really take shape here.
Mm-hmm. Whew. Who do I pick next? I add a category between leader and muscle. My category is a Batman type, and Batman's taken. So I'm going to say Nightwing.
Nightwing, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's an easy choice, but...
That's a slap in Justin's face a little bit, though.
I don't know. You're not going to pick both Batman and Nightwing, right?
I wouldn't pick him, but I don't... He's a Titan, and he...
He is a Titan. This is on the edge for me, because I feel like, honestly, Nightwing always comes into Justice League, and he's like, oh, that's cool. Well, going to go hang out with my friends.
Wait, Nightwing just is like making big decisions in the comics lately, just showing he can do stuff.
He absolutely is, but they've also made a decision in DC Comics to put Titans in the place of the Justice League since there's no Justice League anymore. I don't think he's a long-term member. I think like if we're thinking about comic book strategy, he comes in for the first arc and then is like, I'm going to go hang out with Gar and Cyborg again. But at the same time, he 100% deserves to be on the Justice League, whether he wants to be there or not. And since I am creating this team, I'm putting them on there. He is, again, a great fighter. He's a good investigator. He's a good team player all around. And
great
he can provide
ass.
A fair amount of great ass. And that's what I'm going for. It's not blowing up my spot. I was getting to that.
Everyone's got to have a real, real hot ass.
JLA stands for juicy little ass.
Oh, my God. That's right. That's what we're drafting. The juiciest. That team's not juicy enough.
Yeah, got to juice up this team with more ass.
All right, Justin, you get two, bro.
Two picks. Closing out round four at the pass here. I feel like a lot of options to go with here and a little strategy based on what I know about you two. I think I'm going to pick Zatanna here.
Oh, you fuck. Fuck you.
I knew Pete had his eye on Zatanna.
I should have put her higher up. God damn it.
Zatanna, great character. It's important. As a magic user, she's awesome because it feels like even in so many stories when magic is broken, she is not.
Yep. Yeah, Zatanna's a great character. I don't know why I wrote her off. Like, did I have her on my list of alternates? I did. She was at the top of my list of alternates. But for some reason, she didn't make my main list, and I don't know why. I really like the character,
Justin,
though.
You get another one. Stop kicking me in the nuts.
We're still talking about Zatanna. Because what I was trying to say is, like, it feels like her magic is more powerful but different from, like, someone like Dr. Fate. Mm-hmm. Zatanna almost has the back door, and I think she has that sort of scrappiness that I love in a Justice League character, sort of playing against the iconic gods that we clearly, as a group, aren't super interested in.
If I wasn't in love with the helmet so much, I would have picked Zatanna in front of Dr. Hate because, and the Fate. Rankings and the power rankings, Zatanna ranks higher than Dr. Fate.
Yeah, but you love a face guard.
I like I'm a sucker for a talking Dr. helmet. Fate. Well, that's the thing, is that Dr. Fate is just like, literally because the helmet's so removed from everything, he has, mind you, really messed up, weird backstory things going on throughout the history of DC Comics that you can play with a lot, and they certainly have played with a lot. But just on literally the face of it, Zatanna is a more interesting magic user, I think, to throw on your team, just because you can relate to her more. You can understand what she's going through versus, Dr. Fate, who just...
All right, what's the next big man? Stop kicking me in the nuts.
Shouts to the Zatanna series that's being published
right now. Oh, my God, it's so good. Artistically, a whole nother level.
If you're interested in checking it out, it's called Zatanna, Bring Down the House. It's by Mariko Tamaki and Javier Rodriguez, correct. I believe.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Javier Rodriguez art is awesome. For my next pick, I've gotten some good heart and soul on my team with Hawkgirl, Zatanna, Batman strategy, leadership, Martian Manhunter, pure force. But we need that big boom, boom energy. And so I'm picking Firestorm.
Oh, thank God. Good pick.
Not a pick I thought you guys, either of you two, would make, but a pick that I've loved Firestorm when I was a kid.
Yeah, you talked about how much you love
Firestorm. However, has not had a defining story in the DC universe in so long. And I think in the whole Firestorm Matrix thing, Firestorm is always two people in one body. That's really interesting and weird, but I just feel like...
That's almost like you're getting an extra member there. I don't know. You're getting eight members now.
Yeah, you know really that I want to get the professor who's always complaining in Firestorm's head.
Martin Stein?
Pick. Yeah, I love his attitude.
Oh, that sucks. Martin Stein was actually my number one pick, so I got to... Just him.
I think Firestorm is primed for a big, Tom King-style storyline that could be super dope, and I would love to see that.
And you know Tom King would ruin him, though. And I mean that in terms of, like, put him through absolute hell.
Yeah, you would cry a lot during
Firestorm is always not doing well. Firestorm, like, it's like Dr. Fate, where it's like, why is it so bad? He's a kid and his professor. It's like, well, they don't get along. It's like, okay, figure it out. We all have coworkers who are screaming all the time. So, you know, we sometimes have to deal with that.
I don't know who you're pointing at, but I loved Martin Stein and Legends of Tomorrow. Such a great show.
Victor Garber, great actor. Very good. All right, that was Justin's two picks. Justin, who is next?
Great question. Alex is next.
What?
That's how it goes. Alex has been in the middle every time. He's never picked twice in a row, so he's always in the middle. That's how it works. We are in the middle of the fifth round.
I've made my fifth pick. This is getting really hard. Fuck me, Alex.
I feel like I have so many more people I want on my team. Yeah,
I have a whole list of folks that didn't even really make it. I'm not, because Pete's so worried about it, I'm not going to pick the category I know he's not going to go for. Instead, I'm going to go for a category he might go for. Specifically, I think every team needs comms, like the person who's sort of organizing stuff and sending them off on missions and keeping track of stuff. You chose Martian Manhunter, who I definitely had, not at the top of my list, but on there. I am going to choose Oracle as my comms. And not Barbara Gordon is Batgirl, although I guess you could put on the costume, but yeah. Oracle is such a good character. Barbara Gordon and Oracle is such a good character. Having her as that eye in the sky is great, just calling
the woman in the chair,
shit.
As they say.
Exactly. And I don't know, not for nothing, having her on a team with Nightwing could provide some good romance.
Sparks fly.
You're looking for a rom-com on your team. You're looking for
Justice
a
rom-com. Justice League is great when it's like that. Like, you don't necessarily want to have that all the time with the main, like, Trinity characters, though that's good stuff as well. But, like, you got to have that one character that has that romantic tension going on there, or double duo of characters. So they could provide that. I think that would be fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, I agree. Like, I think the best Justice League teams in my memory of the stories I like play into the sort of like gods on Earth, but also play against it with the stories they're telling, the romances that happen, and the like.
Who did
dramas.
Batman have the romance with on Justice League Unlimited? Was it Hawkgirl? Am I imagining that?
Yeah, I think you are. I don't think that was.
Don't
a thing.
Remember.
Or
that
was it
happening.
Like Wonder Woman? I don't know. Maybe I'm making things up.
Well, on the animated series, it was Batman and Wonder Woman.
Okay, maybe that is what I'm thinking of then. Yeah, yeah, that's
the Justice League Unlimited.
You need that tension.
Yeah, that's fun. They're coworkers. Mm-hmm. You know, the best place to fall in love, according to HRs everywhere.
Yeah, don't get into my HR category. I have a bunch of.
yeah, you got your comms covered. Who's on custodial? Pete, when are you picking Alfred? Anyway, go ahead, Pete.
All right, here we go. For my
two
next
picks, Pete.
Pick.
Closing out the fifth round, going into sixth.
I am going with Big Barda.
Big Barda was on my list, and I knew you were going to pick her.
All right. Any reason, Pete?
Any reason?
Anything you want to mention?
Being a goon squad is important, you know, for the justice, getting justice. So, you know.
Again, I think you're putting together a revenge squad is what you're doing, not a justice squad.
Oh. I feel like you're putting together like a roller derby team.
Yeah, I kind of am.
You're kind of doing like the X-Force of Justice League. Is that what you're going for?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Alex, I think you got him. I think you just picked his pocket there because he was very bit his lip in a way that you don't see.
In a coquettish way.
All right. And for my second pick, since Martian Manhunter is off the table, I'm going with Bloodwind.
Bloodwind? Wait, why is
wait,
he?
The with Superman the of Hell? Is that the
Google
Superman
it,
of Hell?
And I'll wait. I'll
no,
wait. Google
I'm
it.
Asking you because ostensibly you should know who this character is. The Superman of Hell? Question mark.
I mean, it kind of, yeah, I could see that. Yeah, because he has a white suit and kind of looks like Superman.
Well, I mean, there are several iterations of Bloodwind. He is a, let's see, there's a necromancer.
Yep, that one.
Seeking retribution for slavery, for American slavery.
Yeah, that's the one.
The Superman of Hell.
I didn't know if that's what you meant, but yeah.
And
yeah,
then
he's a necromancer,
Yeah, he is. It was revealed he was condemned to hell after an encounter with Felix Faust. Then his son took over.
Abilities, Mystic Blood Gem grants various magic abilities, including flight, superhuman strength, superhuman durability, and illusion casting.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah, he helps. He is the Superman of Hell. He helps damned souls in hell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting, Pete. Do you think he's going to be constantly like, hey, guys, I got to go to hell.
Hey, we all got jobs. You know what I mean? I'm not going to, you know, you clock in when you can. You know, if you got to do a morning shift, cool. If you got to work in hell at night, you know, it's great. You know, whatever works for your schedule.
We do need a scheduler. His powers has a very similar to Ghost Rider's penance stare.
Yeah.
I like how Justin is filling in all the information about this while you say absolutely nothing, Pete.
Yeah, you seem to have based your luck of this character on his cool jewelry.
Yeah, or perhaps the fact that he uses a Y in his name instead of an I.
Was that I first had Martian Manhunter, and then if you go to notable aliases, it says Superman of Hell, Martian Manhunter, Man of Mystery. So if Martian Manhunter is off the list, he's the next best thing.
Interesting. All right. Interesting take. I do think this is the most 90s DC character, I think, ever. The Y in the name, the hell, the Spawn adjacent backstory.
But they did bring him back recently in the Doomsday. I don't remember the name, the full name of the comic, but there was the Doomsday in Hell one shot that was very good, actually. And he showed up there and it was a lot of fun. So.
Yes, that was in the crossover that scooped up every sort of nonsense story in DC Universe, Lazarus Planet. My favorite crossover. I was like, hey, anybody have a random idea? That's part of Lazarus Planet.
There's green rain falling. That causes crazy things to happen.
Off to hell to resurrect Doomsday because of the rain, according to this comic book story.
Yep. All right, Pete gets another one, though, right? And finishes off his team?
Did two. No, he did two. Oh.
I did two. He just back did to you, Alex.
Big Barda and Bloodwind.
Okay, and I'm still just going once.
Yep. Yes, you're only ever going once because you're in the middle. So this is your sixth. This is your penultimate pick right here.
All right, this is a little bit of a tricky one for me because there's so many great characters in this category to choose from. This is one that I know I'm not going to get blocked on by Pete in particular. The category is The Flash, and though I could go in a bunch of different directions, I'm going to choose Wally West because
I knew that was going to happen.
I had Avery Ho, the Flash of China, on there, who I like quite a bit. She's cool. Also, Jay Garrick, I thought would be interesting to give like a little age to the team, but he's JSA. Plus, you throw Wally West in their great relationship with Nightwing. They can joke around, have fun.
Again, you're making the Teen Titans.
A little bit, but Wally West has been on Justice League for so long.
Certainly.
It's fun. It's good. And they can have they can fill sort of the Booster Gold, Blue Beetle, joking around, buddies type thing. I just like that Wally West, man.
Yeah, you love that. You're making Teen Titans.
Would it be better if I chose Barry Allen, who is boring? Would that make you feel better?
No, I definitely not. I want you to choose you. It's just funny how hard we're sort of all running away from the Justice League in this draft.
Yeah. I think we could probably save this for the end, but I do think there's a level, and I'll speak for myself here, of overthinking it in terms of if you went down the line and chose Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman, Aquaman, Barry Allen, et cetera, it's like, sure, that's cool. They're doing that.
Yeah. Well, and let me also say, or ask you, I guess, does the Justice League need a Flash? There is almost always one.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's why I put the category there. I think, granted, there are a ton of speedsters, there are a ton of Green Lanterns, but I think it's popular for a reason, and they fill a very different power set from a lot of those other characters. Yes, Superman can go fast, but having the dedicated fast person on the team who can deal with that while Superman is, fighting with his fists or whatever else, it fills that different slot. Same thing with Green Lantern, creating the constructs. Nobody else is creating constructs that way. So it visually looks different as well.
Nice. Great. That's great. Just like every Justice League incarnation also needs its Bloodwind.
Of course.
We'd all agree with that.
So Justin, it goes over to you, right? To choose your character, who is the Superman of Hell?
The final two picks for me, closing it out, I will choose for my sixth pick my favorite Green Lantern, Kyle Rayner, the most creative of the Green Lanterns, really brings some artistry to his constructs. I love Kyle Rayner. I feel like, I like a lot of the Green Lanterns. I like Joe. I like Hal. But Kyle's the one that I always... Kyle was a Green Lantern, it was when I was just the most into Green Lantern. There's a I guess, famous story of an annual where Kyle goes into a painting mm-hmm. and lives this fantastic. I've talked about this so
have
much.
You, yeah, have you ever talked about this before? I've never heard that, you talk about this before.
That is just such a touchstone for me. So you know I got to have Kyle on the team. And for my last pick, you know, I've got a bunch of other options I think we can talk about in our sort of didn't quite make it list. But for the seventh pick, you know, we've let this character fall too far. I have to pick Superman. You was, no one has selected Superman.
Really?
You gotta, you can't, it's crazy to not have Superman on the Justice League when he is a choice on the table. He truly is the emblematic. He is the Justice League. We can talk about the importance of Batman, other characters as the heart and soul, but Superman is the face. And so Batman is sort of the man in the chair in many iterations. So I'm going to close out. You let him sit on the shelf for too long.
Well, hold on. Are you, I'm just curious, are you only choosing him because nobody, I mean, obviously, but like because he should be here? Like if none of us pick Superman, would that be morally okay with for you?
Well, it's more like when you're drafted, like we're putting together the best team. And I could look at the other characters I have here are, you know, Deadman, the Ray, characters I love and I think are interesting, but if I'm putting together the best team and this team has to go save the world and you choose one of those characters over Superman, that's insanity. That's like raw insanity. So of course Superman is going to be, has to be that seventh pick if it's, he's right still on the map.
All right, there we go. And I get the last one, right?
Yes, your last now, one. You're last. Picking your
you're
last
not last
pick.
I'm last.
No, you already picked.
I got one more.
Pete's last, but you're second to last. You're always in the middle. How many times have I said this? The man who said he understood the snake.
I do not understand the snake. I'm sorry. Yep. All right, so this is my last pick here.
This is
my last category, and I think this is actually very important for pretty much any superhero team, but particularly for the Justice League when you're kicking off a new title, is the newbie, the person who brings kind of the fresh face on it and goes like, wow, the Justice League, here I am on the team, and finds out some stuff, gets thrust into a situation. Maybe
the Kitty Pride, if you will.
The person who doesn't necessarily feel worthy and ultimately lives up to it. The person I would like to choose for that role, I'm curious to see if you guys are going to push back on me on this, who I think absolutely deserves to be put on the Justice League proper, is Dreamer. I think Dreamer should be on the team for sure. Fantastic character. What's up, Pete? What's going on?
Yeah, I got to see.
I mean, what's happening in Pete's brain?
No, I know what's happening here. And we talked about this before we got on. I knew we were going to fight about this. I thought maybe somebody else would choose her, but I would
Dreamer
just say
not,
while
not
Pete
technically
is,
on the Justice League, yes. But
therefore
I will say
you can't. Nope, never been no, on
hold,
the
hold
Justice
on, hold
League.
On. I have a loophole that I think Alex can crawl through. The way, and I guess I won't spoil this, but in Absolute Power, the current storyline running through the DC Universe, she makes a move that I think gives her Justice League status. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how this story is going to end up or where Dreamer will be at the end of it.
You get
but I do
pick,
think
man.
I do think Dreamer may come out of this and be on the Justice
League.
Well,
and I don't know if we want to talk about further storylines, but protecting my pick, starting in October at the end of Absolute Power, they're going to kick off Justice League Unlimited as the new title. And the whole idea there is that Superman gives Justice League cards to everybody. So
well,
every hero
we're not
in the
future
is fair game.
We're recording this now.
I'm not going to release this until after Justice League Unlimited.
Wow.
Just to get through
this. There's Amanda Waller seizing power right there.
Yeah, exactly.
But
oh,
I don't know.
Pete,
I'm sorry. I would
Amanda
argue,
Waller
I think,
so
if
much.
You're thinking, and I know we're not necessarily, but if you're thinking about it from the perspective of a comic book, I do think you need that character. Like, you need that person who is the window on the world.
I agree with you. They're a great member of the team, but you can't put somebody on a team that's not well, this is the Justice League draft. We couldn't put someone who wasn't on the X-Men on the X-Men draft. You can't pick someone that should
sure
be
can.
On the team.
They've all
isn't.
Been X-Men. On the X-Men draft, we never made that rule. That is not
yes,
true.
Yes, we did.
It was any mutant. Any mutant was on the table.
No,
you guys came
any
up
mutant.
With some crazy choices.
And I will say I've made my Bloodwind pick was Bloodstorm.
Yeah, was
Storm.
Bloodwind on the Justice League? How long,
yes.
Pete? What's your favorite Bloodwind Justice League adventure? Just real quick. Don't look it up. No, I just want to know.
I can't pick it.
Oh, really? Oh, so you chose a character that you have no idea about or their history and have probably
haven't read any comics. That's right. I don't, but they're on the fucking Justice League.
But I can't choose a character that is 100% appropriate to put on the team.
It's not appropriate.
It is appropriate. It is more appropriate than you choosing Tomorrow Woman and Bloodwind, two characters that you pulled out of your ass and not.
Who cares if you fucking look it up?
But your actual asshole.
You're an asshole.
No. I said you pulled it out of your asshole. You're a very nice person, but you're pulling characters out of your asshole.
I did my research properly. I don't know how they do things at Cornell, but you can't fucking bend the rules just because you like a character.
I can do whatever I want, man. It's a Justice League draft.
Here's the thing. Bloodwind, not to keep harping. In JLA number 27, Bloodwind officially joins an emergency expansion of the Justice League to battle a rampaging Amazo. So technically, that's an expansion team.
Mm-hmm. Counts.
It's better than a little fucking suspect.
Well, expansion team counts as much as everybody in the DC universe is Justice League Unlimited members sometime in the future. So,
Dreamer is Alex's pick. Pete, close it out. Final pick.
I'm not allowing Dreamer to be a pick because that's a bullshit pick, man.
Why? Why?
Why do I got to follow rules and he doesn't?
I'm sorry. I am trying to put together a comic that's going to sell some copies here, all right, Pete? Versus whatever you're going to do. Get canceled after two issues. Come on.
Whatever, big comic book. Stop fucking trying to move units and fucking play by the fucking rules. They got to be on the Justice League and the Justice League draft.
Come up with another pick.
I will never come up with another pick.
As the neither not being either one of you two, I will act as judge and adjudicate based on my ruling that Dreamer, having been a pivotal character in Absolute Power and communicated directly with the Justice League and affected what happened in that story, skirting spoilers here, I do think, depending on how this ends, I think that will have earned Dreamer Justice League status. So I think it counts. Pete, make your final pick.
That's fucking bullshit, man.
Why? Shut up. Oh.
It's fucking bullshit, man. Just pick a random DC character.
It's not a random DC character. This is a character that I've said multiple times before and deserves to be put on the Justice League.
I don't care about
deserves.
In fact,
I will guarantee you.
I don't care about deserves.
She will end up on the Justice League.
Life isn't fair, bro.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing, though, Pete. You're banking your Bloodwind and Tomorrow Woman picks off a one issue story.
Who
where
cares?
They were
still
barely
on the team. Still on the team.
They, at best, both of those characters. Tomorrow Woman was a villain who then tried to kill the Justice League
still
undercover.
On the team.
She joined the team as an assassin. That's a villain. So
and
I would
frankly,
argue.
I find your rules exclusionary, Pete. Because how are you supposed to get on the Justice League if to get on the Justice League you have to have already been on the Justice League? That's a catch 22.
Sorry, bro.
Life's Pete, hard. Final pick. Who is your
Constantine?
All
right, classic team player.
Yeah,
you fucking throw rocks, glass house. Shut the fuck up, dude. Genius level intellect. Enough said.
That's definitely
not the first thing anybody thinks of with John Constantine.
Well, fucking look it up, brah.
I'll also say again, putting Constantine and Dr. Fate and I don't remember your other picks. You're definitely building a JSA, I think. JSA Revenge Squad. I'm going to meld those two ideas.
I'm building a magic goon squad that just destroys all
villains. Wait a second. No, you made Justice League Dark. That's what you did.
Yeah, that's what you did. Because also, I don't know if did Justice League Dark characters count? Because Constantine has never been on the Justice League proper, I don't think.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you?
Why don't you look that up?
Yeah, Justice League team affiliate. Thank you. Yeah, I don't fucking cheap like Zelbin. I did my fucking research before I showed up to this draft.
I have team other affiliate. Picks. I'm just not going to say them because I don't want to give you the joy of beating
speaking
me.
Speaking of other picks, we have our teams. Let's talk a bit about the sort of our also-rans. Who was right on the edge of your pick that you didn't make?
I mean, I'll throw out there a couple of names that I had. I already mentioned my Flash stuff and my Green Lantern stuff. For my Batman type, I don't know if this is exactly right, but I threw Vixen on there as a possibility. That's a Ooh. Character I really like a lot.
Vixen's cool.
And comms, I had Cyborg, who I didn't pick. Yeah, and I'm not going to say who I didn't pick for the newbies because, again, I don't want to give Pete the satisfaction.
Wow.
But I will say one additional thing that I will throw out there is I discounted pretty much anybody who has to be in a pair. Like, I love Blue Beetle and Booster Gold, but if you pick, you can't have Blue Beetle without Booster Gold or vice versa. Can. Same with like Fire and Ice.
I also had
Big Barda on my alts, but I was like, you can't have Big Barda without Mr. Miracle in there. Come on.
Yeah, you can.
That's for the
she's
yeah, the
her own person. How dare you?
No, she's not.
I would say any of the Justice League International crew, which are the, not necessarily the Justice League, I guess I should say, like that's. It's hard to bring any of those characters over sort of without making the whole team that.
Yeah.
And that's just a whole different vibe.
I was going to go with Huntress or Adam. Also Moon Maiden.
I did have an Adam on there. Which Adam, Pete? I had Ryan Choi down.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I like it. Great character. Yeah. Very underused. I feel like as soon as they brought back, oh my God, Ray Palmer. They were Ray like, Palmer, Ryan Choi, you're just a scientist now. Goodbye. When he's a
well, here's the thing about it. Here's the thing about the Atom. You definitely don't need two of those.
No, you don't.
You just need one. Yeah. Like the Flash. It's like, yeah, we'll just do one. The also rans I had, I mentioned these already, a couple of them. The Ray, a character who, this is the modern Ray from the 90s, who recently appeared in an Absolute Power crossover. I just love the Ray. Big power set, but someone who is... I was recently rereading the Ray series that Joe Quesada did back in the 90s. Man, it's good. Deadman, great, powerful character. Yeah. Touches the magic universe.
I was going to say Spectre.
Nice. Spectre. Intense.
Yeah. I don't know how you put Spectre on a team.
That's why I didn't, but it would have been cool.
I guess you could do like the Crispus Allen version that was like a little depowered, but any other version of the Spectre is like, how do we solve this problem? Well, the Spectre does.
Yeah.
He just shows up at the much bigger than everyone else. He's like, I will kill whoever. Yeah. Doesn't make a ton of sense. The only other character I had who wasn't really on the team much, except for in the Cry for Justice series, Starman. Naturally. My favorite DC hero. But, went with Superman over them to close out my team.
I also jotted down, just to throw out a couple more, Red Tornado, Shazam.
I had Red Tornado. Yeah.
But one that I am stunned looking over my alternates list that I would not put on there, but I am shocked, Pete, that you didn't say it, and also that none of us said it, Aquaman? None of us put Aquaman on the team?
That's interesting. Aquaman just left out of this whole thing. Why is that? Yeah, Pete, you're an Aquaman lover.
You're an Aquaman fan.
Yeah, I just...
Finn fan?
Yeah, I mean, Aquaman's cool, but if you're not doing things in the ocean, it's a little like he's just a powerful dude, you know, which is...
Never heard that complaint before. Yeah, that's fair, but I mean, that's true of a lot of... If they're not tangling with magic.
World's 80% water, though, you know what I mean?
Can we also... Magic,
if someone's not doing magic, you can still do magic, you know what I mean? It's not like... The bad guys have to be using magic for you to be like, well, we should use magic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would it be okay for our listeners, but also for myself, because I don't remember all of our picks, if we read out our teams in full?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. I can go first since I suggested it.
I want to talk about where they live and
for sure.
Who their villain is.
So I got Black Canary, Nightwing, Power Girl, Wally West, Joe Martin, Oracle, and Dreamer. I like that.
Interesting.
I'm a fan of that team.
Great team. Pete?
I'm happy.
I got Wonder Woman, Tomorrow Woman, Dr. Fate, Obsidian, Big Barda, Bloodwind, and Constantine. Come on. How would you want to read that comic?
Pete, a lot of your Justice League team's admissions will be them being like, oh, yeah, I'm Bloodwind. You probably don't know me. I'm actually Tomorrow Woman. You probably don't know too much about
me. There's going to be some introductions. Who cares?
A lot of handshaking to kick off the mission.
Yeah.
My team, my clear winning team, powerhouse team, Batman, Martian Manhunter, Hawkgirl, Zatanna, Firestorm, Kyle Rayner, and of course, Superman himself.
I will say you 100% have the closest to a Justice League team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not to throw me and Pete under the bus, but we've definitely gone for slightly different picks is what we've ended up here. But different you have kind of, like the most kind of straight team across the board. And I don't say that dismissively as like, yes, that is a Justice League team.
This team, but I will also say, yes, I agree with you, but also my team crosses the eras a little bit in a way that I really like. Like it hits 90s, aughts, modern. I like the touchstones.
It's the best hits of the 80s, 90s, and today.
There exactly. Yep. Definitely. So what's our villain? What's the first villain each of your teams, each of our teams will encounter?
Well, my plan is to go to the floating Legion of Doom, murder all of them, and then use their kind of base as our home of operations. And the first people we're going to take on is Lex Luthor and just wipe him out. And then
you're going to murder Lex Luthor. Yeah. It's crazy how much you with your X-Men team was their first mission was kill Charles Xavier.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much you dislike Amanda Waller and you just literally proposed an Amanda Waller plan. You're the Amanda Waller Justice League.
And you kind of did put together a Suicide Squad, to be honest.
Yes, exactly. If the Bloodwood hasn't been on the Suicide Squad yet, he definitely will in the next 100%. Iteration.
I don't know why this is my thought necessarily, but Destro maybe is the first villain they face. Ooh. I just think he's an interesting villain. He's got mind control powers. So I think particularly for a new team dynamic, you throw them into that place where suddenly they have to fight each other or fight past that. That'd be good. And of course, the linchpin of the team, the newbie who's not going anywhere, Dreamer, has a perfect counterpoint to Destro powers. So that'd be a great way for her to really prove herself in their first mission. Right, Pete?
That's so bullshit, man.
That's perfect.
I can do whatever I want.
What are you going to say, Justin? Darkseid? They're going to fight Darkseid? You're all powerful no. Justice League.
My first pick, jump to mind, Eclipso. A villain I love, a villain that is sort of
about that.
Simultaneously very powerful, has a big tragic weakness that you can exploit, but also a great test for a new team because it's always about pitting themselves against each other and themselves. So I love an Eclipso fight.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think we need to, we can pick the same thing, but I would throw out for my team. I just like the Watchtower, the satellite. Like that's the coolest base.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that. I like the Hall of Justice. Ooh, I think the Justice League needs to be on the ground. The Watchtower, Justice League and the Watchtower creates the what, Legion of Doom headquarters?
Did you say you're going to be based out of a dirty swamp?
Yeah, the Legion of Doom headquarters, man.
You're talking about the classic, like, 60s mess. Sorry.
So they're going to go kill the Legion of Doom, steal their headquarters, and work out of their headquarters?
That's right, just to let people know we're not fucking around at all.
You're letting them know they're a new Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
No, we're the good guys.
I don't know if you know this, Alex, but the way that Pete got his house is he went to his high school bully's house, killed him, and then took his house. Nice. And family, to be honest. So that's what you call Pete rules.
Great. Well, cool. I think we've wrapped this up really nicely. Just to throw it out to all of you, I believe we did this in our Patreon Slack the last time, is we put the teams in there after we posted this episode online. We'd love to hear votes from you. If you're not in our Patreon Slack, patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Also, let us know how wrong Alex is and how mad
absolutely
you are
not. Everybody's going to agree with me. Everybody's going to be like, that's the best team, and I love it. And I love you, and I love your juicy little ass.
Wow.
JLA, juicy little ass.
So yeah, let us know. And also let us know in the comments, if you're watching on YouTube, what team you would like us to do a draft for next, or what grouping or whatever you want to do. It's very fun to do. So happy to
also be. Just let Alex know he's 0 for 3 in that statement. You know what I mean?
What? 0 for 3?
Yeah. Your ass is not juicy, nor is it little, you know, so.
It is an ass. I think he's 1 for 3. Yeah,
I think so. I'll check later and I'll let you know. Yeah. I'll text you, Pete. I'll text you
You're
a couple
of
picks.
You're going to do a self-check on your ass?
No, I'm going to text the picks to Pete, and he's my doctor, so he'll let me know.
Your ass picks.
Yeah.
He's your proctologist?
He is.
Pete the Proctologist.
Well, we should wrap up here. Like I said, patreon.com/comicbookclub to support the show and all the shows we do. Don't forget to subscribe on Android or wherever. I don't know why I just blanked on that. Apple, Spotify, Android, or the app of your choice to subscribe, listen, and follow the show at Comic Book Live on Twitter/X, Comic Book Club Live on TikTok and Instagram, comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and many more. And we'll see you next time at the Bloodwind Draft.
Yeah!
Draft your favorite
that?
Bloodwind.
Oh, that's the Bloodwind.
Pete, next time I come in for an appointment, I need you to wear a glove.
I wash my hands, man.
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.